The Locked Away Life, written by Drew Davis and read by Stephanie Lane. Bruno felt an impulse to make the sign of the cross like his uncle, his dad's brother, might have done. But he rolled his eyes. Instead, he slipped the paper advert out of his back pocket and read it again for courage. Help with internet required. Complete beginner. Paid position. Please inquire at the address below. It was the word paid that had made Bruno, uncharacteristically for him, unpin the advert from the wall, after checking no one was watching, and stuff it into his bag. Steal it is what he'd done. It was only a piece of paper, he'd reasoned, with no value, and he'd wanted to make sure no one else applied before he could. Window washing only brought him £8 a property in the village, and he had to wait for them to get sufficiently dirty again, which could take weeks, even with all the grime from the motorway. Bruno also helped his mother out at her salon, sweeping hair, cleaning the mirrors, doing her basic bookkeeping. But he needed to bring more money into the family, not to take a cut from his mum's earnings. There was always the option of working in the local dispatch warehouses, preparing retail stock or delivering it across England by truck, but this was only a last resort. You could get trapped working at the warehouses. He'd seen it with older kids he'd been at school with. They'd go away for a few months or a year, come back for Christmas, and before you knew it, they were trudging through the underpass in January to start a life sentence. Not one seemed to get out again, and Bruno wanted options. That's why he had his own secret reason for earning money that not even his mum knew about. Folding the paper again neatly, he slipped the advert back into his pocket and made his way to the front door. It was late April, sunny yet cold, when washing windows still froze him to the core. His fingers often felt as if they might fall off. Around him, new leaves were emerging on branches, but he could see some of the trees and bushes had already started to flower, as if they were too impatient to wait any longer. He knew the feeling well. When he reached the door, Bruno was momentarily unsure what to do. He had never encountered one as ornate and as expensive-looking as this. On the side, he noticed there was a bell, partly obscured by a vine, but underneath it was an ancient rectangle of water-stained paper, which read, "Does not work," in faded block handwriting. Square in the middle of the door was a metal aeroplane. Bruno had assumed it was simply decorative, but then a thought dawned on him. Maybe it was functional. Some kind of fancy rich person knocker? The Melson family, who were managers in the warehouses, had a showy gold one on their door in the shape of a lion's face, but Bruno had never used it because he worried about being blamed for leaving grubby fingerprints. He tried the plane now, experimentally lifting the tail. It could be raised with some effort, he discovered. It needed some WD-40. And it came down again with a loud tock that seemed to reverberate through the massive door and caused birds to leap from nearby trees. Repeating the process twice, Bruno waited expectantly. Out of habit, he scanned his body, going to his wrists and hands first, always first, mentally willing them to relax. He smoothed down his brown hair, which had grown darker over winter, but would become mousier again in summer, before ruffling it up again and smoothing it once more. He clenched his buttocks and tightened his jaw. Remembering his clothes, he glanced down at what he was wearing. Grey sweatpants with a green line down each leg, black t-shirt, dark grey jacket. His cream sneakers weren't as white as he'd like them to be, but he had to make concessions. Overly clean sneakers might draw attention. Everything about his attire was carefully chosen, as if he was creating a teenager character in a computer game. Bruno wanted to convey male, teenager, normal to the viewer, and have them quickly move on without any question or comment. He waited. And waited. Bruno was about to bang the knocker again when he heard a woman's faint voice inside.
Yes? Hello?
I'm here about the ad, Bruno called through the door.